Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
I won't ask, do you remember what happened yesterday? Because we're in Psalms.
Because it doesn't matter.
Yep.
It's Psalms.
So, do you know what we're doing today?
We're doing more Psalms.
We are.
That are most likely written by David.
Psalms. Again. Yes. And, they are still supposedly written by David.
The ones that we did yesterday were Psalms 9 through 11.
Correct.
And so that means that today we'd be doing
12, 13, 14.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess let's go ahead and get on into the Psalms.
Let's read these fucking Psalms.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okie dokie. All right. Let's get into these peace Psalms.
Peace Psalms.
Peace out.
No, okay.
Peace Psalms.
Yeah.
All right. Before we do that, we did a small little
survey
to find out what everybody's favorites are, and we're still hoping to get feedback on that.
Yeah.
But so far, 3 out of 3 people agree that the 23rd Psalm is their favorite. We haven't been there yet, so, spoilers.
Yeah.
But that would be your mom and my mom and dad.
Right. And we did have some feedback on Twitter as well, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Give me 1 second here. I'm trying to pull it up here as quickly as I can.
You sent it to me earlier, too.
Yeah,
somebody had a couple that were good.
Let's see. There was... Of course, our internet's not cooperating with us tonight, so who knows if I'm not going to actually be able to do this.
What the hell?
But I know there was one. It was like Psalms.
Let me see if I can find the text.
Yeah, because I sent you a text for it.
Yeah. So. It was Lucky Yimby said Psalm 133. And he said that there's some homoeroticism in there. And the way that everyone trips up trying to explain the quote unquote godly meaning behind David's appreciation of oil slowly dripping off a man's beard and down his body.
Yeah, that was a good shit.
Is a thing.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to get to that one.
Right, right. And we had some more consensus about Psalm 23 from somebody. Mm-hmm. And then, let's see.
My dad sent a couple other ones. So let me see if I can find those as well. Just to kind of give us an idea of which ones to look out for.
Right, let's right. See. I had somebody mention Psalm 130.
Okay.
So, okay. Yeah.
Dad, what did you say?
And Psalm 35 was another one.
Okay.
So.
My dad said, in addition to 23, that 22 is pretty good and 91 is right up there as well.
Mm, okay.
Okay.
All right.
So, we got a plethora of Psalms to choose from.
Yep, yep.
So, something that cracks me up is, so, for those who don't know, we are atheists or some variation thereof, and my parents are like hardcore Christian, and somehow we try to maintain a relationship with them.
Yeah.
And it's fun, where fun is not fun. And, so I asked my parents what their favorite psalm was without them knowing that we are doing this podcast.
Right.
And I didn't want to get into a discussion about that. They kind of know where we stand. We definitely know where they stand. So right. I don't want that discussion. So my mom didn't just answer the question about which one was her favorite. She also let me know that she is really enjoying the Bible study that they're currently doing because they're reading through 1st and 2nd Samuel. And they're reading the corresponding psalms that David wrote. And I'm just trying to like bite my tongue and not laugh at my mom because.
Or yell at her because he didn't write them.
He didn't fucking write them. They were clearly written several hundred years later.
Right. Right.
Several hundred years later.
Yeah.
So, but I wanted to bring that up because that is why we're trying to read the Bible.
Yeah.
Because. We have people walking around saying stupid shit like that. And these are the same people that are making laws that are taking away the rights of the rest of us.
Right.
So
yeah,
I felt like it was important to explain.
That's kind of the purpose of our whole project.
Yeah.
So
just trying to read through it here.
Yep.
All right. We are on Psalm 12.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And as usual, there's a little opening thing that's not one of the verses. It's an instruction. A super text, I believe they called it.
Okay.
For the director of music, according to Sheminith, a psalm of David.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Help, Lord, for the godly are no more. The faithful have vanished from among men. Everyone lies to his neighbor. Their flattering lips speak with deception.
Mm.
May the Lord cut off all flattering lips and every boastful tongue. Yeah, just rip it right out.
Yeah.
That says, we will triumph with our tongues. We own our lips. Who is our master?
He doesn't like them duck slippers.
No duck slippers for him.
Mm-hmm.
Duck slippers is a reference to me being dyslexic.
Yeah.
And accidentally saying duck slippers instead of dick suckers.
Right, yeah.
So
just in case anybody missed that.
Yeah, yeah. Because of the oppression of the weak and the groaning of the needy, I will now arise, says the Lord. I will protect them from those who malign them. And the words of the Lord are flawless, like silver refined in a furnace of clay, purified seven times.
Oh, wow.
Not eight.
Not, yeah.
Definitely seven not times. Nine.
But they like seven in the Bible. Seven,
six
seven
is not enough.
That they really like.
Yes, it is.
So.
O Lord, you will keep us safe and protect us from such people forever.
Mm.
The wicked freely strut about when what is vile is honored among men.
Unless, of course, you're making a bet with the devil Yes. Then you'll completely destroy a dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck it.
Totally.
Whatever.
You'll kill all 10 of his children.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's Psalm 12.
Yeah.
Let's see what it's about. It's referred to as a prayer for help against the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts out, help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth in the, what's that one? The King James Version. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a psalm of lament, and its authorship is traditionally assigned to King David, which we already knew from the super text, but or supra text, whatever.
Yep, yep.
As we know that is not true. There is a cry for help amidst evil men, followed by an answer to the cry for help, which is that God will arise and defend the poor.
Mm.
So I guess he's going to rip them tongues right out.
I don't believe it. And that never really happened.
That
exactly.
never happened ever. Yeah. Yeah.
He helped kings sometimes, according to the Bible.
Right.
You know, but that was about the extent of his helping
people.
I didn't really hear him helping the poor a whole lot.
No, because I was just going to say, well, there was that one old lady that got to have a baby. But no, that was Elijah.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Right.
Or Elisha.
One of those two. I can't remember exactly.
I want to say it was Elijah.
I don't remember.
I just think his name is more fun to say.
Yeah.
So the theme of this psalm is man's sinful state, and like the two psalms before it, the ones that went together and formed the acrostic.
Which, by the way, we didn't mention it in the podcast what that spelled out was the Hebrew alphabet.
Right, right. My apologies. I forgot to say that.
Yeah,
it didn't spell out a word down the side. It spelled out the Hebrew alphabet.
Right, right.
So that's why it didn't always translate real well.
Yeah.
So, anyway, like the two psalms before it, Psalm 12 ends with an uncomplimentary statement about fallen men.
Okay.
So it says, the wicked freely strut about when what is vile is honored among men. So, you know, men suck.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, yeah, men do suck, but I don't think that's what he was trying to say.
Right.
Yeah. So, okay, let's go on to Psalm 13.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And here we've got another opening line for the director of music, a psalm of David.
Okay.
How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, O Lord, my God. Give light to my eyes or I will sleep in death. My enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall.
So unless God talks to them, they're just going to give up, huh?
Sure.
Okay.
But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. He's ignoring me, but he's been good to me.
Well, he's only good to you if he responds to you.
Right.
Like, you're expecting a response. If you don't get a response, it sounds like you're just going to sleep and die.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It doesn't sound very promising.
So Psalm 13 is a prayer for help in trouble,
mm-hmm.
and it starts out, how long, O Lord?
Right, right, yeah.
And some claim this psalm was composed by David when his son Absalom conspired against him.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, he was like, my son don't like me.
Sure, yeah.
Others feel that the psalm gives voice to feelings that arise in any of the many trials that a person undergoes in life.
Okay.
So it's
It's a very vague psalm. So
yeah, yeah.
You could definitely, I guess, apply it to whatever you want.
Sure. The repetition of the words, how long, four times in this psalm resemble like cries, like,
mm-hmm.
And thus this psalm is sometimes referred to as the howling psalm.
How long, howling.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
All right. So Psalm 14.
Okay.
For the director of music of David.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
The fool says in his heart, there is no God. You're a fool.
No.
You're a fool.
No.
This psalm says so.
Fuck that psalm.
They are corrupt. You're corrupt.
No, I'm not corrupt.
Their deeds are vile.
Hmm. I mean, they could be, I guess, but not your very
poops,
often.
Your poops are vile. There is no one who does... Wait, what? There is no one who does good. My dyslexia froze for a minute. No one does God is what I wanted to
say.
Right, yeah. But there is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned aside. they have together become corrupt. Mm. There is no one who does good, not even one. Not even one?
Or does God. Yeah.
Will evildoers never fucking learn? Those who devour my people as men eat bread and who do not call on the Lord? There they are, overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge.
Mm.
Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad.
Isn't that kind of redundant? Jacob and Israel are the same thing?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, right.
They are. But it depends on if you're reading it as like the character who did a thing or as the tribe allegory.
Yeah. I got it.
I don't know. It is weird that they would both be in the same sentence.
Yeah. It's like they just want to be like, I know both names.
Right. Exactly. and then they threw in an extra Zion just for good measure.
Right. Yeah.
Which I want to look that up and do a rabbit hole Q&A on Zion at some point because I'm not familiar with all of that stuff.
Right. I feel like if you just chastise unholy people and celebrate righteous people, say God a lot and maybe Israel or something and Zion and, you know, David.
And praise God.
Then you just made a psalm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And praise God.
Right. Yeah. Definitely.
So Psalm 14 is about the folly and wickedness of men.
Mm.
And it starts out, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. So again, you're a fool.
Yeah, whatever.
So listen to this. I thought this was interesting. With minor differences, it is nearly identical in content with Psalm 53.
Mm, yeah. Okay.
So that'll be something to look out for.
You said they called me a fool. I got called a dog today on Twitter.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Why'd you get called a dog?
I forget. There was, so I forget what the exact context was, but it was, hold on, I can find it here real quick. So.
Was it meant to be funny?
Yeah,
or
the person said, the Bible isn't for you. And I said, no. And why is that? He said, same reason it's not for dogs.
Oh, damn.
And I'm like, oh, burn. Ah.
You evil dog.
Yeah, right? I'm like, what, dude?
They're like, you're such a fucking piece of shit. Get saved, motherfucker. Like, that doesn't sell me.
And he kept yelling at me for a little bit. And then he was like, and clowns like you, and I'm just going to mute you and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I sent an emoji with like a single tear going down. I'm like, oh, <I'm> so sad.
I don't ever understand the concept of I'm going to scream at you and cuss at you and call you names and tell you how disgusting and horrible you are. Would you like to go to church and get saved?
Right, yeah.
Like that.
Well, no. We, you and I, we're worse than the worst.
Okay.
Because we are like, we have never had God, and we claim we will never have God. Right. There are some people who are former Christians. There's still some people that think that they can bring them back to the fold. There's like levels of
shittiness.
Well, like there's levels of what you're deemed. Like if you do not bend at all, they're like, you're the shittiest, and you just can't understand. You have been banned from understanding
so
by God.
They're not even trying to save us anymore. They're just nope, you're going to hell. Don't worry about
it. Right, yeah, there's no chance for us.
Well, and then I'm like, so if I'm going to hell, don't worry about it. Why are you worrying about it?
Right.
Like,
Either way,
either you're trying to save my soul and you're going about it really wrong, or by your own words, I'm condemned to hell forever and ever, in which case, go you. Yay. You win. I lose. So go away.
Apparently something in Matthew lets him judge me. But I find that, you know, I mean, just in the book that we just got done reading, Job, you know, God's like, you don't know what I would have said. You don't know my heart. Like, why are you speaking for me?
Yeah.
So I'm like, you probably don't want to do that, dude. You don't want to judge me because
I need to fucking laminate.
Your place, really.
I need to laminate that little section and whip it out of my pocket and be like, hold on.
Right.
I got to say something real quick.
Yeah.
All right. So Psalm 14, the folly and wickedness of men, and there is no God, and you're a fool. Okay. And it's nearly identical to Psalm 53.
I thought you already covered all this.
I did, but there were two more little points.
Oh, okay.
And I was recapping to get to where I was.
I interrupted there. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So David is telling the audience that, guess what? It is foolish to not believe in God. Did you get that from it?
Sure.
Okay. And some verses of Psalm 14 are quoted in the book of Romans, which I believe that's in the New Testament. I could be wrong.
I don't
fucking know. I could be wrong. I don't fucking know. What do I know?
I mean,
shit, man.
We haven't got there yet, so why would we know?
Here, let me.
Right.
Let me just take a real quick peek. Where are we at? Let's see.
That is in.
I think it's. I thought it was the Romans or the New Testament because something blah blah blah.
Surely somebody's got us covered over here.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Hold on, I gotta go back over. Where the hell am I? There I am.
Da 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 da. How great thou art.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is. It's New Testament. Boom.
Okay. Perfect.
It's Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and motherfucking Romans.
There we go.
How about that?
There we go.
I knew some Bible today.
There you go. Awesome.
That makes me really happy, actually.
And that was compared to a dog, so.
Yeah.
I guess that's the way this day went.
Yay!
We got anything else today?
That's pretty much it. These Psalms, I mean, on the one hand, like, they're kind of cool because they're just little poems and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, it's like they're kind of lame.
Yeah. They are.
I mean, I don't want to be hurtful.
They're cheesy.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're in the simple. Grand scheme of things, they're cheesy.
They're kind of simple.
Yeah. Well.
I'm not, like, super big into poetry.
Thousands of
year old
poems, you know?
Yeah.
So, whatever.
It's just, I'm not super big into poetry in the first place, so. Especially when they don't rhyme, either when they don't rhyme or like when they do rhyme, but then you're using words like, so how is the weather? So happy together. So birds of a feather. Right? Like,
sure.
That is like fake rhyming. That is like, whatever words will go here, ever, thether, mether, dether, going through the alphabet to rhyme. Like, I hate those kind.
Yeah. I did like, what was her name? Is it Amanda Gorn?
Mm.
The poet laureate.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, my God.
I think that was, I might be butchering her name. I can't remember exactly.
No, I know exactly who you're talking about, but, though. When at Biden's.
Yeah, at the inauguration.
Inauguration,
and
yes.
I've heard some other stuff by her. She's just
She's amazing. She is an amazing poet.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to say, like, I'm against poetry altogether. There's obviously good stuff out there. She's amazing.
Yeah.
I could listen to her all day. She's very passionate. And her stuff, like, sometimes rhymes and sometimes doesn't. But it, like, has such a great rhythm. I really like her stuff.
Yeah. No, definitely. All right. Well, we have anything else to cover today?
Nah, I just wanted to ramble a bit.
Yeah, I figured.
Because these are short. Because Psalms.
Right. So that's pretty much all we got then. So
that's all we got
then. Psalms chapters 12 through 14.
Correct.
And tomorrow we'll be back with
Psalms 15, 16, and 17.
Sounds great. We'll see you guys then.
Okie dokie.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.